though distorted view may be instant heaven, it tastes just like fresh perked honey.
Distorted View Daily is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Get 50% off just about any item by using the coupon code TIM at checkout. With over 18,000 adult entertainment products, you're sure to find something to spice up your love life. Don't take my word for it, though. Listen to Dizzy, the official AdamandEve.com butt plug.
I can't get the smell of fecal matter out of my nose!
That is not what was written for you, Dizzy.
Who wants a kiss?
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in America Online Cancellation Calls.
Okay, I mean, is there a problem with the software itself?
No, I don't use it. I don't need it. I don't want it. I just don't need it anymore.
Okay. So when you use this, I mean, is that for business or for
Dude, what
for
difference
school?
Does it make? I don't want the AOL account anymore. Can we please cancel it?
On June 2nd.
I don't know how to make it any clearer.
Last month was 545 hours of usage.
I don't know how to make this any clearer, so I'm just going to say it one last time. Cancel the account.
Well, explain to me why...
I'm not explaining anything to you. Cancel the account.
Well, what's the matter, man? So, I mean, I'm just trying to help here.
You're not helping me. You're helping me with the
account. I am trying to help.
Helping me... Listen, I called to cancel the account. Helping me would be canceling the account. Please help me and cancel
the account. No, I wouldn't, actually.
Cancel the account. When I say cancel the account, I don't mean help me figure out how to keep it. I mean cancel the account.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what anybody's done to you, Vincent, but this is...
You're annoying the shit out of me. That's what you're doing to me. Cancel the account, please.
Okay. And that goes both ways, my friend.
Good. Can you please cancel the account?
All right. Someday... When you calm down, you're going to realize all I was trying to do was help you, and it was actually in your best interest to listen.
Wonderful. Okay, yeah, great.
Now, when that epiphany happens, then you should give us a call back.
Hey, freaks! It's Monday, November 24th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, a user guide to amphetamines for 8th graders. Plus, fast food titties and sitting down in a puddle of feces. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back to start a new week of programs. Thank you so much for checking out the show. At the top of the program, you know, Distorted View won Best Mature Podcast at the Podcast Awards, and it's all thanks to you guys for voting for us. And there's going to be a live award ceremony broadcast on Ustream or something. And Todd Cochran over there at the Podcast Awards needs a few things from the winners. And I thought I'd get you guys involved, because one of the things he needs is like 10 or 15 pictures that he says highlight me or the show or the fans. And I thought it would be cool if you guys sent in pictures of yourselves, anyone that wants to be featured in the award ceremony. And the more creative you get, the better, you know. If you're taking a shit on the toilet or something, that would be a good picture to feature. Or doing, you know, something Distorted View worthy, sticking your finger in your dick hole. That would be good. Anyways, that's just a couple ideas for you. I need them this week, though. So, you know, if you want to send something to me, if you want to be featured in the award ceremony, and I'd love to have everyone featured, because it's really you guys that, you know, that made Distorted View win. So, you know, if you want to be featured, just email me a JPEG or something. Then on December 6th, the award ceremony will be held, and you will see me on there. I'll finally get to give an acceptance speech. And I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do, but I will say this. What I have planned, it's just for you Distorted View fans. No one else will probably get it. Ding! Moving on, I was on eFucked and found an interesting video clip from a movie called Water Power. Now, it's a porno, but it's based on real-life events that took place in the 60s and 70s. Listen to this. Michael H. Kenyon is an American criminal nicknamed the Enema Bandit. I can't believe we haven't heard of this guy before. He pleaded guilty to a decade-long series of armed robberies of female victims, some of which involved sexual assaults where he would give them enemas. He's also known as the Champagne Enema Bandit. Ooh, classy. And the Ski Mask Bandit. If I were him, I would insist on being called the Champagne Enema Bandit. That somehow implies wealth. Or that he pissed in chicks' assholes. Anyways, one of his earliest attacks were against two sisters. One morning, he entered a home through a window wearing a red Argyle ski mask and carrying a gun, and then administered enemas to two sisters aged 16 and 18. Now, the porno scene that we're going to listen to is based on that attack. Interesting note, the Enema Bandit became the subject of a Frank Zappa song called The Illinois Enema Bandit. Clever title. And my favorite piece of information, and this is on Wikipedia, former FBI agent John Finley, who researched the case, notes that Kenyon was a subscriber to Enema Digest, a specialist magazine for devotees of water sports. It's the Reader's Digest for shit freaks. Finally, I can read my poop stories on the go. It saves me so much time. Where have you been all my life, Enema Digest? All right, let's take a listen to just a short clip here from Water Power, the story based on the Enema Bandit. And as we start off here, we see the Enema Bandit is fucking the sisters in the ass, of course. Alright, he's I guess after he fucked her in the ass, he said, alright, now I'm taking you in the bathroom, we're gonna clean you up, you're gonna be as good as new. Oh, I hate that sister. Don't hurt her! Don't hurt her, mister! The audio with all the music and the screaming, you really can't tell what's going on here. It's not very clean. Nothing about this scene is clean. But he does administer the enema. The girls are trying to hold it in their ass, but they can't. And then shit is spewing everywhere. It's Reese feces. Yeah, the loud, annoying sister is pretty much pointing out the obvious. There's shit everywhere! There's shit everywhere! I can't believe it. There you go. Just a little from the film Water Power, which is based on the Enema Bandit attacks of the 60s and 70s. See? Distortive View is educational. You learned a little U.S. history today. Got a clip here of a video game nerd freaking out. He's playing that new game Left 4 Dead with a bunch of his buddies. Left 4 Dead is all about zombies, right? You have to kill zombies and run away from zombies and shit like that. I've never played it because it's for the Xbox and I don't got that. I have a Wii, so while they're blowing the heads off of zombies, I'm petting dolphins and dressing dolls and twirling around like a ballerina. All right, so let's take a listen to this nerd flipping out.
You want to just make a run for it? Oh, fuck it. Hey, what do you want to do? You know what? Guys, let's make a run for it downstairs so we don't have to worry about the cars. Go straight across the street and down. Follow me!
Shit, man! Oh, God, you got me! I'm bored!
It's like they're really attacking him. Bet you can find this guy LARPing on the weekends. Why did you let this happen to me?
I'm not making the plan next time! What are you doing in the fucking safe room already? What the fuck are y'all doing? What the fuck? Y'all left me out there to die!
There you go.
Shut your goddamn ass up!
Finally today, a couple blind listeners have called in recently to the program, and I gotta say thanks to Jim for sending me this next piece of audio. It's a Braille alphabet rap. It's so very annoying. And really, if you're going to learn Braille, I understand that you can't see to learn Braille in most cases because you're blind. But song doesn't really seem like the best fit for learning Braille. Like, really, you'd want to focus on touch. Like, you'd want someone sitting beside you saying, "All right, rub your finger over these fucking bumps." That's an A. Not a song. Two bumps in a row, left to right is an A, or whatever the hell they sing. Like, that's not going to help. So let's take a listen to this rap song.
Well, hello, everybody.
Oh, no.
Everybody say hello.
Hello.
Today we'll learn the alphabet and rap along. Let's go.
Dot one is an A. Are you ready to play? An A is a dot one. Reach for the sun.
Oh my god.
Dot one, two is a B. Braille is fun to me.
Oh no.
A B is dot one, two.
I bet you blind people wish you were deaf as well. I want to stick something sharp in my ear so bad.
Dot one, two, four is an F. You did it yourself. F is dot one, two, four. Knock on the door.
Doesn't make any sense, knock on the door. What? Dot one, four, five. I don't understand what the hell they're talking about. Apparently, if you're into Braille, you might know what they're talking about. I don't know.
Hit your chin, touch your knee.
Let's hear the very end. Let's get to Z.
Dot 1, 3, 5, 6 is a Z. You must agree. Dot 1, 3, 5, 6 is a Z. Now you're worry free.
And that's the
if any of you guys piss me off in the voicemail section today, guess what I'm playing. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Real quick, gotta say thanks again to AdamandEve.com for sponsoring Distorted View. Have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or an adult movie? Do you not have a lover and rely solely on my voice to get off? That's no way to masturbate, you sad, sad individual. Surf on over to AdamandEve.com where you can pick up a new toy or adult movie. They've got over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, lingerie, movies, starting at just $4.95, and now you can get 50% off just about any item when you type in Tim for the offer coupon code at checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they're going to throw in a free gift. So let's recap. 50% off with offer code TIM at AdamandEve.com, and you'll never have to jerk off to my nasally, whiny, feminine voice again. Alrighty, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. A woman riding a Metro West RTA bus in Massachusetts made an unpleasant discovery last week. Oh, no. When she sat down, only to find her seat was covered in feces. One more. Give me a squeeze. Thank you very much. That was a shitter on XTube before they banned poop videos. There's another one. Nice ripper right there. And... okay. One more. Thank you very much. All right. Oh. Okay. Now we're done. I'm sorry, but I always look at the seat before I sit down on a bus. This woman really got what she deserved. She did not want her name published, but she said that she wants the transit authority to reimburse her for her clothes and $80 worth of groceries ruined in the incident on November 13th. Exactly how the excrement wound up on the seat near the back of the crowded 17-person bus is not clear. Maybe the shit slurper dropped his lunch. Let's take a look at the bus's surveillance camera. There's the shit slurper eating his lunch. Oh, he drops it. Oh, he's very angry. He dropped his turd sandwich. He can't eat that now. It fell on the floor. It's dirty. Yeah, I would be angry too. By the way, what were you reading there while you were eating your sandwich? Looks like, Enema Digest. I have heard of that. Good publication. Quote, we don't know if an elderly person had an accident while on the bus. God damn you, elderly people. It's always the elderly. The bus driver was not aware of it. When it was brought to his... Couldn't you smell it? Buses are not that big. The stench would waft, especially old people shit. The bus driver was not aware of it. When it was brought to his attention, he immediately called dispatch and did a quick cleanup of the area. Although, now that I think about it, buses tend to reek anyways. It's always near homeless people and the unsavory riding the bus. Yuck. Jim Parker, manager of First Transit, said it was only a small amount smeared on the seat and appeared to be more liquid than solid. We're talking a type 7 on the Bristol stool chart. The woman, however, said it was solid, probably at least a number 4. Yes, she said it was solid and that there was quite a large amount, leading her to believe an elephant somehow got on the bus. She did not see the feces, the woman said, because a man had a duffel bag and coat on the seat. He moved the items to let her sit down, then she felt something on her hand. The mess also got on her grocery bags. While she wants compensation for the clothes and groceries, Parker says they will only reimburse her for having her clothes cleaned. Her son called and claimed she had sat in it, and at that point we offered if she had a dry cleaning bill, we would pay for that. The woman said she may seek legal help to get her money refunded. She said she threw away the groceries and doesn't think it's appropriate to bring feces-covered clothes to a dry cleaner. Yeah, I would not want to go to the dry cleaners. Trying to explain that mess, no one's going to believe you. They're going to think you shit yourself. The embarrassment, it would just kill me. All right, second story we have for you today comes from Arkansas. A Bella Vista couple found out the hard way that when a wife sends nude pictures of herself to her husband's cell phone, these pictures can end up on the internet. Philip and Tina Sherman filed a lawsuit Friday against McDonald's. In addition to Matthew's management company, which owns the McDonald's franchise on 6th Street in Fayetteville, the Shermans seek more than $3 million in damages after nude photos of Tina Sherman were posted on a website and she received threatening and harassing text and phone messages. Here's the thing. Why? You can't sue McDonald's because your dumbass husband left his cell phone there and then someone stole it. It's not McDonald's fault. I'm devastated. Everyone saw my McNuggets. Philip Sherman, on July 5th, left his cell phone in the McDonald's restaurant. His wife had previously sent nude pictures of herself to this cell phone for his own use, according to the complaint. Aaron Brumley, the manager of the restaurant, called Philip Sherman's mother using this cell phone. Oh, that was your mistake. You should have just took the phone, and then no one would have ever known it was you posting the fucking pictures online. You're such an idiot! This is the same kind of guy who would probably commit a crime and then when the police handcuffed him, you know, start confessing to other shit. No! You don't confess to anything in case maybe they don't, you know, dig deep enough. Alright, yes. So Brumley called Philip Sherman's mother using the cell phone and said he would keep the phone until Philip Sherman could pick it up. Before Philip Sherman could return to the restaurant, his wife received text messages from the phone. Quote, I've seen your pictures, Tina. I like what I saw, one message stated. Creepy. After Tina Sherman learned that it would take 72 hours to completely delete the photos from the site, she became mortified, cried uncontrollably, women, and continued to suffer emotional distress. Someone posted a message on the website that said they needed to send the pictures to her son. Could you imagine that poor son of a bitch at school getting a picture mail of his mom's tits? Big bushy beaver. Oh my god, my eyes! I can't see! I never want to go home again. Whenever he looks at his mom, he's just gonna see that big, wiry bush. She also became very scared after someone left a voice message on her phone saying, I'm going to find you and know what's gonna happen when I do. You gonna get raped. I answered that question for her. Brumley refused to comment, referring the matter to company officials. McDonald's officials and franchise owners did not return messages seeking comment. So there you go. Final story we have for you today comes from Australia. Teenage school students have been given access to a controversial brochure called A User's Guide to Speed. These were all given out during an anti-drug and alcohol program to up to 100 year 8 students. The 35-page booklet included a section on tips to avoid getting bad speed. In it, teenage readers are told, if you don't already have a reliable dealer, try to find one and stick with them. When you're using a new batch, only try a little at first. You can always use the rest later if you need to. Naturally, anti-drug activists are pissed off. Also in the booklet, this is interesting, users are urged to take breaks from using speed. Allow time to come down so it doesn't interfere with work or study. You know, so you remain a productive speed freak. One of the authors, drug educator Paul Dillon, said yesterday that the brochure's presence at the community day was an unfortunate mistake. Mr. Dillon said the resource, produced to help amphetamine users cut down or quit the habit, was simply inappropriate for 14 and 15-year-old high school students. You gotta be very careful about the message you're delivering to young people, he said. The Attorney General's department is looking into how and why this brochure turned up at a court open day. Naturally, there was a bit of hysteria. Quote, one lady who was helping out on the day was physically shaken and had to go outside in tears after reading the brochure. Who behaves like that? First of all, I know I and, you know, all of my listeners would simply laugh if we saw that literature. But most people, I would think, would be like, oh, that's fucked up. Kids shouldn't see that, but that's pretty much it. They're not going to be, like, physically shaking and crying over it. Oh, my God! Set all the books on fire! Even if the children have them in their hands, just set the children on fire! They can't see this! They can't be exposed! Is the earth melting? I feel it melting. It's really hot. Why can't I see out of my left eye? I think I'm having a stroke. Oh, my God! By the way, that very same user guide is what caused Helen Hunt to try crank.
Doesn't it affect everybody different?
Start small. This is just like licking the bowl after Mom makes chocolate cake. You'll be straight by the next bell.
Are you sure it's okay?
Trust me. Just call it an experiment. Awesome.
He just flew through a plate glass window. That's right. Take that, Paul Reiser. Helen Hunt is invincible. Fucking punch that twister right in its goddamn face. Stupid twister made that cow fly. That's right, Helen Hunt. You karate chop it. I'm mad about you. And you're mad about methamphetamines. Ting. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies. You know, I was doing, looking up something for the show regarding scat, and I found a scat movie with the greatest name. It's called Scat Caviar. It's something you eat only on special occasions. Alright, let's check in with my freaky deekies here.
Hey Tim, what's up? It's Rev from Easton.
I actually met him in New York City.
I figured I'd give a call and see what's going on, man. It's been a while since we talked, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Notice your show's still doing fairly well.
Yeah, fairly.
And I see you got those lame, annoying fucking advertisements in your show, too. I was hoping you wouldn't succumb to that. But what do you expect? You want to make money. So, yep. Can't be a prostitute forever, I guess. Well, yeah. Why don't you send me a fucking email or a IM or
I will.
Something, you son of a bitch. Tired of having you as a friend and you don't talk to me anymore.
Aw. Yes, Rev is, Rev is a good guy. I've known him since the Tell Me days and met him and his girlfriend and, eat at Sparrow in Times Square.
You got your knives, you got your bows, you got your priests and your berries. You got your deck and your stone, you got your lantern and your hairs, you got your hangers, you got your dad, you got your pubic birds of
fat. All right, thank you very much for that.
Timmy, what's happening? It's sideshow member Freak Jim from Boston.
Well, hello, Jim.
What's going on, dude? I just want to give you props, dude. I listened to your Thursday, November 20th show, and it has to be among the top five shows I've ever listened to.
Oh, wow.
Now, how can you go wrong with Cubic Puff and Sex Cult and, of course, the Fat Man? I want to know where you find the Fat Man's blog. Where does he video? Where's his video posted?
I don't know where his live I don't know where his where he does his live streams or whatever. I know he's on YouTube. Just search for Fat Man, and he's on there.
Where is his blog? I've looked on YouTube. I can't seem to find it on YouTube. So, where do you find it?
I don't know. I'll put a link to it on the show notes.
Give this guy $20 so he can buy a fucking pizza. Not that I want to see that shit online, but you know what? I'm blind. I don't give a shit. I just want to give this guy $20.
Oh, you're blind. You might know the Braille song. Do they teach that in blind school?
Hey, Timmy. This is Sideshow Freak, Naughty Nipples calling.
Naughty Nipples.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? I had to stop it in mid-program.
Uh-oh.
But hot gagging favorite TV theme song.
Yes.
Too hilarious. Look, you other freak bastards. Timmy is so fucking creative. Even if someone gave him this, I don't know.
I didn't do that one. That was just audio that someone sent me.
The whole show. He's so fucking creative. Don't let his endorsement by Adam and Eve, of course you should buy products from Adam and Eve.
Right.
Don't let that hold you back from joining the Sideshow. He deserves it. He's a fucking creative, so you support Timmy.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Adam and Eve thing is great, and they're a great company, and I thank them so much for sponsoring the show, but it's not like they bought the show or something. No, they've only they're sponsoring X number of shows, and then that's it. Hopefully, they'll sign on for more. You know, I definitely love having them, but yeah, definitely sign up for the Sideshow. You get exclusive shows, extended shows, and video cast and all that sort of good stuff. I try not to do the whole Sideshow spiel on days where I have an advertiser, because then it's just way too much stuff to talk about. So, you know, you get one or the other.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member here. Calling on behalf of my girlfriend because she's too shy to call you herself.
Aww,
we're listening to...
Isn't that cute? Does she want me to finger her?
I think it's a November 19th show, and you mentioned that you were considering doing another contest, maybe giving away an iPod with all the Distorted View episodes on it. Well, my girlfriend works for Apple, and she could hook you up with the iPod on her discount. She wouldn't ask for anything in return, although, well, she would ask for something in return. She was wondering if she supplied one of the new iPod classics, the 120-gig iPod. She was wondering if you might give her a lifetime membership in exchange. So,
You guys should email me. We can definitely work something out there. I think that's very doable. Thank you very much for that. And, you know, if she has any pull, why not get me featured on the main page on iTunes? That would be wonderful. Okay, I don't want to hear fucking Weird Al's Jabba Dabba Doo song anymore. We've got between that and I know Christmas Shoes is going to be coming up any second here. stop it! Stop it!
Game, I'm fucking angry. I want to know what the hell happened to Vanilla Coke. Where is Vanilla Coke?
I can still find it on the shelves.
Anywhere in years, I want some fucking Vanilla Coke. Sorry. Jagu.
I know. Well, what happened is, I don't know what's going on with Vanilla Coke. I hope they're not discontinuing it again. But I think Kittens emailed me about another new crazy Japanese Pepsi flavor. You may remember, if you're Sideshow Freaks, you probably saw the video of me trying Ice Cucumber Pepsi, which was repulsive. I talked about this on the Sideshow exclusive weekend program, but the new flavor is called Pepsi White. And it's Pepsi and yogurt flavoring. And I'm getting a 20-ounce bottle, or whatever the equivalent is in Japan. And so as soon as I do, I'm going to do another video cast where I test that out. So look forward to that. Next up here.
All right, Tim Henson. Hey, man.
Hey.
All right, I just wanted to correct you on the Yuchiku thing. Okay, I stopped listening to your show like fucking 6 months ago or something, but I came back. And I realized
Thanks.
That for some reason, people are using Shigu as a greeting for you. But
yes.
I would have to say, please listen to it again. It is not Shigu. It's more school. Like, I'm going to go to school minus the L.
Hmm.
Regardless, of course, I'm an underage whatever.
Well, I think it's sort of evolved, and now we sort of claimed it as our own here on Distorted View. As, you know, it's just Jagu. Jagu. Either J-I-G-O-O or G-A-G-O-O. I hear it, or I see it two different ways. Now, if we do the J-A-G-O-O, that sounds less racist. It sounds less like Jigaboo. You know what I'm saying? Which might look better on bumper stickers.
Being drunk is fucking drunk.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the correction on Jagu.
Hello there, my friend. I'm Alex Jones.
Oh, no.
I happen to have the Super Freak Sideshow.
Oh.
I love it. I love the shows.
Oh, Alex Jones is a member of the Super Freak Sideshow. I didn't know that. Let's hear this again from the
top.
Hello
there, my friend. I'm Alex Jones. I happen to have the Super Freak Sideshow. I love it. I love the shows. I do love you, and I do care about you, and I believe there are a lot of folks, you know, who are gay who are great, good people. I love the art you produce and the things you do and the courage you've shown.
Yes.
And the things you've stood up against and the miles you've walked. I just am one with you, and I can feel your spirit. We are together. This is so wonderful. I'd love to be able to meet with you. There's very few people here, and I, you know, I feel like I know you so well, talking to you on the phone, and I want to have sex with you. I'm going to...
You lost me there. You had me up until the sex part.
Rape you. And you're going to sex with you. I'm going to rape you, and you're going to like it. You know what? I'm going to shut my mouth. I'm going to stop right there.
That's probably a good idea.
Stop right there.
Thank you very much, conspiracy theorist, radio host Alex Jones, for checking in and endorsing the sideshow and endorsing rape also. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in oh God. Did he say something about Bukkake there?
Bukkake! Bukkake! Bukkake!
Interesting. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. We're so close to getting into the top 10 this month, and I've made it really easy for you guys to vote for us. Just click on the Podcast Alley link, and you just enter your email address, and boom, you are done. Subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com. And Sideshow Freaks, don't forget, this past weekend we did an exclusive show for you. Tomorrow I've got another exclusive show for you, and today I've got a video cast. Check out all that shit, and tomorrow we'll be back with a big Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Respect the cock. And tame the cunt.